Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, what do you want out of your business? Let's talk. Let's talk about it. And more important than talk about it, let's think about it. What do you want out of your business? And why are you in business? I tell business people all the time, the reason to be in business is to make a profit. The motivation is you want to do a better job, you want to work for yourself, you want to hire people. There are many reasons why you are motivated to be in business, but the reason to be in business is to make a profit. And the question is, how much of a profit do you want to make? Do you want to make $50,000 a year, $150,000 a year, or do you want to make $1 million a year? And if you're going to be in business, and if you're going to put up with the work and the stress and the difficulty and all the things that you need to do in the 7 days a week and the hours, why not go for the big game? Why not decide how much you want to make and why not go after it? But there's only one question. What's holding you back in your business from getting the goals and the income that you want? You can't say it's the economy because there are people out there today making great sums of money. You can't say it's the political climate because there are people out there making great sums of money. You can't say it's regulations because, guess what, there are people out there making a great deal of money. The people who are doing well think about what it takes to make that money. They don't let anything hold them back. They analyze the situation. They decide how they're going to go through it, around it, over it, under it. They certainly do it legally and ethically so they don't have a moral problem or a legal problem, but they let nothing stop them. They absolutely are determined to get to where they want to be. And only you can decide what you want your income to be and what's important to you. But if you're going to make significant money, you have to really think about your business. You have to think about how you're going to become a people person, how you're going to become a master of hiring people and understanding what needs to be done, how you're going to motivate people, manage people, set goals, how you're going to be inspiring to the people around you so they'll want to work for you, so they'll want to have you as their leader. How are you going to lead? Leaders lead. The world is yours. Are you going to take it? Or are you going to sit back and say, I don't know, I'm not making the money I want, I'm not living the lifestyle. What kind of house do you want to live in? Do you want to live in a small, modest house? Nothing wrong with that. Do you want to live in a big house, a house with many rooms? Do you want a summer house in Boca Raton, Florida, or maybe at the Jersey Shore? What do you want? Whatever you want. You set the goals, you think about it, and you think about what's holding you back. That's the question you have to ask yourself all of the time. What is holding you back from getting to where you want to be? And once you determine what it is, go after it. Change it. Make it happen. And then decide after you solve that problem, what else is holding you back? Is it lack of sales? Is it lack of having the right people? Is it cash flow? What is it? As soon as you recognize what you need to do and what the problem is to keep you from being successful, then you can deal with it. But if you don't open your mind up and if you don't understand what the problem is, you will never solve it. You will continue not to get what you want from your business. You will not be living the lifestyle that you want to live. In business, there's a certain amount of good luck and good fortune. That's true. But you create your good luck and your good fortune by understanding what it takes to get to where you want to be, not let things stop you, not let something keep you from getting there, and you don't let anything hold you back. You solve the problem. Identify the problem, solve the problem, make some nice money to help you get to where you want to be. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.